I thought I'd do something surprising today and begin by focusing on mothers. Anyone else? Anyone want to hazard a guess as to why? Mothers. What is it that makes a good mother? What are some of the virtues that make a good mother? Now, this is the bit where we're actually going to get a bit interactive, so I do need you to tell me, what are some of the things that make a good mother? See, mothers immediately putting their hands up. Ro?
Unconditional love.
Oh, unconditional love. This is the reason Jess is writing for me. Unconditional is a challenging word. Yes. Helping. Helping, Jess? Okay, come on, we can get more than two. Corky.
Can cook.
Yeah, we can. It's a major benefit in my life. Actually, what else have we got? Things that make a good mother. Unconditional love, helping and cooking. There's got to be more than that. Matt?
Forgiveness.
Thank goodness for forgiveness. Ronan would be in a lot of trouble. Patience, Mark. Thank you. That was the word I couldn't spell. That was the moment when I saw patience. I thought, I need someone to write this down for me. David? Care. Any more? Yes. Giving you things, yes. Charles.
Vision.
What was that one? Remembering birthdays, Jess. Jess.
Fun.
I'll go for one more. Claire. Courage. And those added cuddles. Unconditional love, helping, vision, courage, giving cuddles, patience, can cook, remembers birthdays, care, fun, forgiveness. These are really good words. These are great. Now, we'll move on from this one now, I think. Before it escalates down to childbearing hips and things like that. I think we can do without it. It's a good job I'm on this side, really. That's a great list. I'd like to read to you from the Bible now, particularly from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, which is the second part of the Bible. If you grab your takeaway sheets, which is this one, there's loads of them on the tables, and turn it over to the back, you'll actually see what I want to read. It's from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. And it says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace." And Jess has also included one from it's a differently worded version of the Bible. It's the same stuff, but with a different, sort of more modern twist on the language. And that's written underneath. It gives a nice way of putting it as well. You can read that one in your own time. Isn't it interesting that all the virtues which we felt make up a good mother are also listed here in the Bible as making a good mother? But further still, and most importantly, the Bible doesn't specifically say that these are the virtues of a good mother. It is, in actual fact, referring to the virtues which we should, all of us, be aiming to build solidly into our characters. I'd like now to continue the interactive part of my talk. I'd like anybody here who is a mum to stand up, please. If you're a mum, all you've got to do is stand up and see if Pat looks. Don't worry. Thank you. Okay, you can sit back down again. Now, we've got a lot of mums here. Anybody here today who is a dad? to stand up, please. Oh, lots of dads. Lovely. Thank you. Sit back down again. Now, anybody here who is a brother, stand up, please. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. Sit back down again. Anybody here who is a sister, stand up, please. Lovely. Thank you. Sit back down again. Sit back down. Anybody here who is a wife, stand up, please. Lovely. This isn't some kind of twisted experiment. Sit back down again. Anybody here who is a husband, stand up, please. Great. Great job. Sit down. And finally, anybody here who is a son, stand up, please. I'll give you a clue. If you're a male, you should stand up right now. You're still trying to figure it out. Thank you. Sit back down again. And lastly, anybody here today who is a daughter, please stand up. Brilliant. Thank you. Sit back down again. That's great. Now, why have I asked you to do this? And it's not because you all look like you needed a little bit of exercise after that breakfast, particularly those of us who had second and third helpings of bacon. It's because today our nation joins together to celebrate those of us who are mothers and give thanks to them for all they've done, which deserves celebrating in life. And this is a great thing to do. It's something we should join together and celebrate and all embrace. However, it's not just mothers and fathers who raise children. We all have a part to play, whichever category we just fitted into, be it brother, sister, friend, colleague, neighbour, the list is long with possibilities. We have a God who came among us in Jesus to heal us and free us and bless us and teach us how to be more generous, more forgiving, less judgmental, and more compassionate. It's a clear and compelling and inspiring message about God's desire for us to flourish together in his world, our communities and our families, however we define family. And so today, may we celebrate mothers and all the good which we receive from them. But may we also celebrate our wider family and all the love and support and care which we receive from them, not just today, but every day. Amen.